Global Star Radio Network.
Genesis Communication Network, coming in from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that have been expressed here are not necessarily those of the owner's management. Staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to, they happen to be my views. The views of our guests, and well, today our guest is Dave Unkleish. We're going to be talking about his new DVD entitled The Ripple Effect. The Ripple Effect, going back, of course, to what happened on 9-1-1, and of course, a revelation that what we've been told just is not true. There's no way those buildings could have come down. You mean to tell me they had a pancake effect and at every floor level, you know, in perfect normal timing, you know, as we saw, why those 47 heavy steel vertical girders, each one broke off, you know, exactly at the right time so the buildings could fall almost to the speed of gravity? Just doesn't make sense. And what happened to the 1,100 bodies that disappeared that have never been found? Almost 1,100 bodies have never been found. Ordinarily, if the building had pancaked, those bodies would have been crushed and you would have found them there. They may not have been in very good shape, but they would have been crushed. But they weren't. They just disappeared. Were they vaporized when the buildings exploded? Cynthia had said that there just weren't any computers. The computers were all gone. Almost everything had just turned to dust. That's not what happens when you pancake a building. You have to stop and ask yourself, have we been told the truth? If they lied about one thing, and we know they lied about the passport, there's no way that one passport could have survived the flaming inferno of the North Tower and gotten out of the pocket of the terrorist and out of the burning wreckage of the plane there in the North Tower and out of the burning North Tower and floated down and be found on the sidewalk completely unscathed, not burned in one little bit. Do you really believe that happened? Or do you really believe that they've shown that there were 29 different hijackings that morning showing up on the FAA screens and the military screens to confuse the people there? How could that possibly have happened? Well, Dave, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, I'm going to let you pick up and tell us about your great new video, which you've seen really enjoyed. It's called The Ripple Effect.
Right, 9/11 Ripple Effect came out just about 9 days ago, and it is a sequel to the first film, 9/11 In Plain Sight, which alone created a controversy, not because it challenged the official story, but it actually challenged some of the people in the 9/11 truth community to think outside of the prepared cage, which of course has been prepared by the mainstream media, and individuals, shall we say, within the 9/11 truth community that don't want certain topics discussed. So this is one of the reasons why we put that out there, because of some of the division that was going on in the 9/11 truth community and in the resistance movement in itself. So certain questions out there need to be asked. They shouldn't be shunned, or people asking the questions being ridiculed, because that only stifles the flow of information and prevents a free and open discussion about subjects that could very well lead to answers that we're all been looking for.
Well, I think that obviously the 9-1-1 truth movement has been infiltrated. Every aspect of our society has been infiltrated. Certainly the Muslim terrorist organizations are infiltrated, the mafia, the Communist Party. But certainly you would expect they're going to want to control the opposition, the 9-1-1 truth movement. So you know it's going to be infiltrated, and everything will be done to disrupt it and get people arguing back and forth. And none of us have all of the answers. I don't have them, and I know that you said quite openly in your video, you don't have them, but you're raising the questions and they need to be answered, because we need to get to the truth, and we certainly haven't been told. And the 911 Commission certainly didn't get to the truth, did it?
Not at all. And when we come back from the break, I'll explain to the listeners exactly how you can figure out who is who and how to make your own, shall we say, BS meter.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest is Dave Unkleis. And Dave, you go ahead and pick the story up.
Well, thank you, Stan. I think the key here is a very simple fact, as we mentioned before the break, that there are undoubtedly infiltrators in not just the 9/11 truth movement, but in the resistance movement around the, all over the country, no matter what the issue is or what topic it is that people are involved with. It's spelled out in the COINTELPRO documents, the Senate reports, congressional hearings, on what their methodology is. So we would be silly hearts not to consider that the same thing would be occurring, especially with a movement as large as the 9/11 community. Now, common sense would tell us that we have two different groups of people that challenge the official story. Now, we do have the LIHOPs, which is the short for Let It Happen, the group that believes that, yes, terrorist hijackings did occur, and the attacks on New York and the Pentagon and in Pennsylvania were the result of ineptitude or incompetence or whatever from different governmental agencies. Oh, we are so stupid. We had mixed messages or dropped intel. We know the drill. We've heard that over and over again. Now, that is the LIHOP crowd. The LIHOP, again, the key is that they believe that the hijackers did indeed take over the planes, fly them into buildings, which caused the buildings to collapse. Now, there's another group that challenges the official story, and those are the Made It Happen group, or the MIHOPs. Now, early on in the 9/11 truth-seeking community, it was split. I'm not going to say evenly, but I'm not quite sure which way it went, but it was pretty much split evenly between the LIHOPs and the MIHOPs. The MIHOPs, however, have been growing in numbers as more and more information has been coming out. Of course, people have been looking very hard and very diligently at the issue about the possibility that these buildings were brought down through controlled demolitions. And, of course, if these were controlled demolitions, we are indeed looking at a MIHOP or Made It Happen scenario. Now, there are a lot of different factors which indicate that this was a made-it-happen scenario, a government false flag operation. So before we even go down talking about some of the evidence, let's consider the following. If, and I say if, we are dealing with a made-it-happen scenario, if this is the attacks on September 11th were the result of a rogue agency within the government that pulled this thing off, and they were going to set up the terrorists as patsies, then common sense would dictate that there would be three areas of effort. The first area would be to plan the events themselves, which would be a mammoth undertaking, probably take several years of planning, and it would probably involve several hundred, not necessarily thousands of people like some people would think, but a few hundred people would certainly be able to pull this thing off. Now, that would be the first area of operation. The second area of operation would be being prepared at the same time of the first, and that is to have a rabbit trail. They have to have a patsy or a group to blame it on. And so this would mean that they'd have to plant juicy tidbits of information, they'd have to have a money trail, and they'd have to have a lot of this stuff that appeared to be hidden so that people could find it, quote-unquote, find it at a later date. Now, the third area of operation would, by the way, the second year of operation would also have a rather large budget, and like I said, it would take a couple of years planning to put all the puzzle pieces in place to be found later. Now, the third area of operation would be to have a planned opposition in place, ready to roll right after the event itself. Now, a planned opposition would be a group of individuals that on the outside would give the appearance to want to get to the real truth about what happened on September 11th. Who is behind it? Who are the conspirators? Let's go after the conspiracy theories. This would be the third group of individuals, again, giving the impression to the uninitiated that they're trying to get to the real truth about what happened on September 11th. But in fact, their real agenda or job is to keep everybody focused on the rabbit trail, on the area number two. Now, if you take this particular scenario, does this make sense to you, Dr. Stan?
Yeah, sure, Jeff.
Okay. Now, if we put this into effect, and we take a look at what's been happening within the 9/11 truth community, now we now know that that the overwhelming majority of people that have been investigating the events of September 11th, after looking at Building 7, the collapse of Building 7 with minimal fire damage, just collapsing in an absolute perfect descent in less than, I think it was, 7 seconds or something like that, in a free fall manner. And you couple that with the idea that the BBC had reported that it had collapsed almost a half an hour before it actually did collapse. They definitely had this information ahead of time. And we look at how the buildings came down, the North Tower and the South Tower, the testimony of William Rodriguez about bombs going off or explosions going off in the base of the tower, all the firefighters hearing explosions going off around the building. In fact, we have one of those explosions caught on video, on our video 9/11 Ripple Effect. The firefighters and first responders on a payphone talking, letting their family know, yeah, we're okay, yeah, everything's fine here. Yeah, you want to talk to your mom? Okay. Boom! You hear a big explosion. So we know that explosions were going off around the buildings. So, if the overwhelming majority of 9/11 researchers believe that the buildings collapsed as the result of explosions or charges, now we have to ask the question, what role did the planes play? Well, everybody would say, well, yeah, the planes were there. That's the cover story. They had the planes. They had to have some planes fly into the buildings to give the appearance or give an excuse for why the buildings came down. Well, if that's true, then we have to consider the following two scenarios. If the buildings were brought down with controlled demolitions, and if these planes were flown into the towers, and if they were flown by terrorists, well, then the terrorists would have to either, number one, they would either be in collusion with the people that placed the charges. Now, remember, placing charges in buildings isn't something you do in a few minutes or even a few hours. It takes weeks of planning. You have to know exactly where to put the charges, which ones have to be timed to go off in what sequence, how big the charges have to be. I mean, this is a lot of planning that goes into building, bringing down a building. So the terrorists would either have to be in collusion or in cahoots with the people that placed the charges. Does anybody out there believe that one? Raise your hands. I don't see any hands going up. Okay. Well, if you don't believe that one, well, then the only other possibility it could be is that the terrorists hijacked these planes and just out of coincidence flew them into targets that were scheduled to be demolished only minutes later. Does anybody believe that one? Raise your hand. Okay, so no hands go up if they believe that the terrorists could have had people inside Building 7 in the North Tower and the South Tower. Nobody believes that the terrorists were planning charges for weeks in advance in there, do they? Well, nobody believes it was a coincidence. So if it couldn't be collusion and it couldn't be coincidence, then how, dear listeners, could it have even been a simple terrorist hijacking? That is what the outside-the-cage thinking that has been condemned by some people within the 9/11 truth community. Now, to even consider that this was a false flag operation done by a rogue agency in the government would immediately blow out of the water all of the quote-unquote third area of operation individuals who are desperately trying to keep everybody focused on the terrorists. Here's Hani Hanjour, and here's Zarqawi, and here's this guy, and here's that guy, and here's the money trail, here's the Carlyle Group connection, and here's where they trained in Florida on the Cessnas, and here's where they went from here to point B, point A, point C, whatever. There's so much work that's being done to keep people focused on those terrorists and how they did it. And the point here is that, again, when you look at the scenario, if terrorists couldn't have done it, then we must look at the individuals who are pushing the terrorist scenario. Now, Dr. Stan, you've talked about this with several different individuals, have you not?
Mm-hmm, right. Right.
So this is, I'm not going to name any names. But there are several. I mean, I've already received a couple of emails from a couple of these individuals who do have a rather major name recognition in the 9/11 truth community, and they're absolutely livid that I would dare bring up this issue about the pods and the pod and the flash again. They thought that they had basically put that particular issue to bed, because the pod and the flash issue, again, reinforces the notion that this could not have been a simple terrorist hijacking. And these individuals that have put out, you know, lots of videos and books and stuff like that promoting the terrorist scenario are obviously very, very threatened by this information coming out.
And I think, Dave, what they've done, and it's really very, very clever, they've given you so many possible scenarios, and they are simply besieging us with all sorts of extraneous information. There's so many clues there, you can't quite figure out what's going on. And of course, they have all of these various scenarios, and we get the hope is on their part. We'll get so confused, you know. Certainly, was it the terrorists? Or was it, you know, a controlled demolition? The terrorists were supposed to fly in just at the same time. What they want to do is get us arguing about all these issues, and I think your point is very, very clear. I mean, obviously, if this was a controlled demolition, and we know that Building 7 was, there's no question. If you see that building come down, and if Building 7 was a controlled demolition, then they were all controlled demolitions. And certainly, this was long-range planning, and we have so much additional information from people within the CIA that suggests this is the case. Then, of course, all of the other are simply cover stories to create a planned confusion. Would you agree?
Well, absolutely. They have to keep people divided and confused They have to be able to keep people chasing their tails on certain issues, and they have to prevent anybody from coming together with a common purpose. And I think to a certain extent they have enjoyed a certain amount of success. But their house of cards is coming down.
Just like the Twin Towers. We'll be back in just a moment with Dave here. And we're going to let him develop his ideas. Maybe in the next half hour we'll open up to questions. But I want you to hear the major and salient points of the Ripple Effect.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective No-BO deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
can't be correct. It can't be that, you know, this was certainly a terrorist attack and it was ineptitude on the part of the government that it happened, or that the government was working somehow to manipulate the hijackers to fly those planes in the buildings. I mean, all the logical explanation is, and so much evidence today, is that this was simply controlled demolitions and the planes were some sort of a cover to give an explanation to the American people, but not the real explanation at all. And the planes were totally secondary to the buildings coming down. And certainly that's suggested by William Rodriguez's testimony that was given to the 9/11 Commission and then sealed for 50 years so the American people would never know about the explosions that took place in the base of building of the North Tower before the plane hit above.
Yeah, I mean, what kind of threat to national security could this information be? This isn't a threat to national security. It's a threat to the security of the individuals that were behind the real planning of 9/11. That's what it's all about. And those same individuals are the same ones who classified this information, put it away. So, I mean, people need to start really thinking. I mean, really thinking for some of them, the first time in their lives. But this whole issue about, and I don't mean that to be an insult to most, but to some, I do. The point here is that obviously, if we are going to truly think outside of the cage, as we say on this on our broadcast, well, we have to consider all of the different possibilities and scenarios. Now, if we are entertaining the idea that we had controlled demolitions in the North Tower, in the South Tower, in Building 7, well, then we have to consider the simple fact that the simple terrorist hijacking scenario does not fit that particular plan. It could not have been. So now, I mean, there are folks out there that have been saying for so long that you know, oh, you mustn't be talking about flashes and pods, Dave. We've got much better information that shows this was an inside job. We can prove about the Building 7 collapse. We can prove about the collapse of the North and South Tower. If you push this issue about flashes and pods, it detracts or takes away or weakens the argument. And to them I say, it absolutely does not. If you think about it, it supports the argument of controlled demolitions. Because if you, again, going back to what we said before the break, if we have controlled demolitions, then it could not have been a simple terrorist hijacking scenario. So now we have to say, well, where did those planes come from? Why were they there? Who was truly behind those planes? If it couldn't have been a terrorist in collusion with the people that planted the charges, or a coincidence, then somebody had to have planned those planes to hit those targets at that specific time to give the excuse for those buildings coming down. Now enter the flash and the pod. All of a sudden the light bulb goes off over a lot of people's heads and say, I get it. They had to have some sort of a way to guide those planes into their targets with absolute precision. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because the pilots that we've spoken with, one of which was Russ Wittenberg, who flew for United Airlines for years. In fact, Russ Wittenberg flew Flight 175 and Flight 93, those exact planes. And on the video, 9/11 Ripple Effect, you'll hear him give the explanation, basically stating that if you're flying a huge aircraft like that, a commercial airliner, and you're 200 or 300 miles away from a particular target, you turn off your transponder and sever all communications with a control tower, you're basically on your own to find the city. And he says, look at, he says, with all my years' experience as a commercial airliner pilot, he says, if you're not in communication with a control tower, if you have no way of getting your headings or your readings, et cetera, and you're just basically going by the position of the sun and hopefully clear enough conditions to see your target, he says, you can't even find New York City. He says, with all my years' experience, I couldn't do it. He says, and I'm absolutely positive terrorists couldn't have done it either. So anybody that believes that these terrorists could have taken over the planes and flown them into New York City, not just find New York City, but to find the Trade Center towers, North Tower and the South Tower, and fly those planes with absolute laser precision into the targets, he says, I couldn't do it, they couldn't do it. He says, it just couldn't happen. So the bottom line is, when you've got Russ Wittenberg says it could not have been a terrorist hijacking, we have to reconsider what Colonel George Nelson also tells us in the video in regard to the flash and the pod. When we get back, I'll tell you about it.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment here with Dave, and during the next half hour, why we will open it up to questions if you have any. But the film is 911 Ripple Effect. Fascinating, you'll want to get it. It's available from Radio Liberty.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
The digestive tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Stand back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Dave Von Kleist, and we're talking about his new video, 911 Ripple Effect. Dave, before I go on, why don't you get your website out and any means by which people can reach you and get additional information?
Sure. And first of all, if people would like to listen to a regular conversation on a daily basis along these lines, thinking outside of the cage, all the news that that they hope and pray you never hear, tune us in at the Power Hour, weekdays from 7 to 10 a.m. Central Time right here on the Genesis Network. You can visit our website, thepowerhour.com. And, of course, the videos are also available online. Of course, Dr. Stan, you're carrying the video with your bookstore, so people can contact you to get to purchase it. They can also call it. Well, they can call you, and they can also order online if they care to do so. You can visit the website to get more information. It is 911RippleEffect.com, and that's 911RIPPLEEFFECT.com. 911RippleEffect.com, and you'll be able to hear some of these experts, and because it's no longer this wackadoodle talking about it. Now we've got military officials, airline pilots, that are all jumping on board after looking at the video and examining the footage. They've come to the same conclusion. I've got a quick clip here from a current and active airline pilot who flies for Continental Airlines by the name of Glenn Stanish. And here's what Glenn Stanish had to say in regard to that object attached to the belly of the plane, which it's been affectionately named the pod. Here is airline pilot Glenn Stanish.
All the recorded sources, all the different photographic evidence that was produced by CNN and ABC, they all show this pod. It's there. You can see it with your own eyes. And in my professional opinion, that there was a pod attached to the bottom of that aircraft. And therefore, it was not United Airlines Flight 175.
There you have it. Now, he's saying it was not United Airlines Flight 175. Now, just the mere notion, just to consider that this plane that slammed into the South Tower that the world saw on live television was not Flight 175, is a terrifying concept to most people, because that means if it wasn't Flight 175, the common question is, well, where did Flight 175 go? Where did this plane come from? Who's behind this? We can't answer those questions. We can't. This is why we need an open and honest investigation by real people who have no corporate ties and televised on a worldwide scale, because this event, the September 11th event, and the subsequent policies that have grown up around it, the Patriot Act 1, Patriot Act 2, Model States Emergency Health Powers Act, the Homeland Security Department, the Afghani War, the war in Iraq, the war on terror, all of the stuff that's going on a global scale affects every man, woman, and child on the face of this planet. And so this is an event and an investigation that is in the interest of the entire world. So the bottom line here, we need to have a massive investigation with nobody having any ties whatsoever with any international or multinational corporations, and certainly not with the U.S. government. We need the world to see who the rats are, and when they are found guilty, and they will be, then let the punishment fit the crime. And yes, we're going to have to invest a lot of money in rope factories, because I'm afraid that's exactly what would happen here.
Well, I think that, you know, the most significant thing is that we've never had an investigation. Certainly, they had the first Joint Select Committee investigation, but, you know, we had two people on that. One of them was a man named Peter Goss, I believe, Porter Goss. And Porter Goss was a lifelong member of the CIA.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was the congressman who was supposed to be investigating the possible CIA involvement. And, of course, the other senator, had similar ties to the Intelligence Committee. So the first investigation was totally censored. Nothing came out of it. And then, of course, the second investigation was certainly totally staged. They took testimony from 1,200 people. They excluded testimony from 1,100 people, and they locked it up for 50 years, so it wouldn't be seen.
Mm-hmm.
Who are they trying to hide the information from? From Osama bin Laden, so Osama wouldn't know it was known beforehand? Or from the American people, because they know that it would reveal the complicity of people? And I'm not saying that George Bush knew anything at all about this beforehand, but obviously somebody in the Intelligence Committee did, and we could prove that from many, many sources. So anyway, I think this is so important. We just keep hammering away. We need an independent investigation. If there's nothing to conceal, then why are they concealing it? Well, our telephone number is certainly 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Dave, what do you think that the significance of the pod is? I mean, what do we know about it? Why would it have been there? Or is this something more just to confuse us?
Well, again, we can only speculate. Now, some folks have suggested that it was some sort of a guidance system to help the plane hit the target, because it had to absolutely hit the target. I mean, they couldn't miss with this. There was no room for error, no margin for error on this. So that's one scenario. The other scenario is that it was a missile. Some folks believe that there was some sort of a payload that was designed to ensure that the load of fuel would ignite. Now, we're talking about jet fuel. The jet fuel is purposely designed not to explode very easily, for obvious reasons. I mean, if you're going to have to belly land a plane, I mean, they don't want to have a fuel that is so incredibly volatile that any, you know, minor incident is going to cause a huge explosion. They want to have, you know, they want to be able to use it as fuel, not as a bomb. So the point here is that they had to ensure, obviously, that there was going to be some great big Hollywood style of explosion. And, of course, it would be televised live on world television. So, I mean, obviously, that would suit a purpose as well. Now, now, what kind of incendiary? And that's where we get into in the video is the discussion about the flash, because the pod is just one thing. The secondary thing is the issue about the flash. Now, the flash was seen by four different camber angles, maybe even five, but we have four of them on the video. And you can see it as, I mean, this is something that has absolutely, irrefutably been avoided by the 9/11 truth community. No one wants to talk about the flash. I've been screaming about this thing for 3 years now, but aside from Phil Jahan, he and I have been the only lonely voices screaming about this. And so much so that I've designed a T-shirt, basically with the four different angles, saying, what is this flash and why is it not discussed? And I also wrote an article called, It's the Flash, Stupid, trying to get people to start talking about it. But people don't want to talk about the flash, simply because just the flash alone is video and photographic evidence that we are not talking about a terrorist hijacking, because it wouldn't have caused this flash. According to, again, to the experts that are in the video, 9/11 Ripple Effect, Glenn Stanish, who you just heard from, also Colonel George Nelson, they've analyzed this thing, and according to them, it could not have been a reflection. It couldn't have been a static discharge. It couldn't have been sparks from the nose hitting the building. And so if it can't be those three, the only other possibility is an incendiary device. Now, again, Colonel George Nelson is one of the people that participated, and he's got 30 years identifying aircraft and aircraft parts. Here's what he had to say about this flash.
The bottom of that aircraft was exposed so that there was a large flash just prior to impact with the building. It was a large flash, so large that it lit up the side of the fuselage of that aircraft. It wasn't just a small spark.
There's been some discussion of just exactly what produced this.
Now, here's Glenn Stanish again.
Some of the scenarios have been talked about have been reflection or sparks or static discharge or possibly an incendiary attached to the aircraft. This flash is produced in the shadow of the wing, so I don't think it could have been a reflection. As far as the possibility of sparks during penetration, the radome of the aircraft is a composite material. It's not metal per se. The wings are metal. They didn't produce sparks as they penetrated. So I don't believe they were sparks. As far as the static discharge, the 767, all aircraft have attached to the airframe what's called static wicks that are there to dissipate any static charges that could be produced on an aircraft in flight. In all my years of flying, the only time the aircraft has been statically charged is when you're flying for extended periods in precipitation. September the 11th was a perfectly clear early fall day without any clouds in the sky, so I don't think these aircraft would have been statically charged by precipitation. And the other item, the possible explanation would have been an incendiary. And I do believe that this is what the source of the flash was. This flash is produced right in line where the pod was attached. Look at the footage in very slow motion. You can step through the footage with your pause still button on a DVD, and as this aircraft penetrates, you see the enlarged torn area facade where this pod was attached. All this evidence indicates to me that it was not a reflection or sparks or static discharge, but I think it was an incendiary that was associated with the pod that was attached.
Now, there you go. And again, the experts that we have on this film are Glenn Stanish. We also spoke with Fred Fox, who flew for American Airlines for about 25 years, very much aware of how these planes operate. And again, as I mentioned, Russ Wittenberg. We've also spoke with Colonel George Nelson, who I mentioned. We talked to Major Glenn McDonald, who for 22 years was UPI and ABC military correspondent. I mean, we've got lots of experts on our side now that I would be more than happy to put up against the popular mechanics expert who discussed the subject, a man by the name of Ron Greeley, who was former director at the Space Laboratory, Photographic Laboratory at the University of Mexico, and he is an expert at identifying geological shapes based upon light and shadow. So he looks at space photos and says, this is a mountain, this is a valley. That guy was the popular mechanics expert. I'll take any one of our experts over them any day of the week. So this is an issue that must be addressed.
All right, well, my telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Give us a call if you have a question, a comment, you agree or disagree, why that's what talk radio is really all about. Well, Sydney, you know, it's been about 9 days. The film has been out. I think I got one of the very, very first ones and had a chance to watch it the first weekend. Fascinating, and of course the question is raised, well, you know, if these weren't the regular planes, what happened to the planes? And I think your answer is, we don't know. There are a lot of things we don't know. But what if they were willing to kill 3,000 people that day in the buildings? Should we think that they would be above in some way or other, eliminating, a very small number of people on the planes? And what's really so interesting, if you analyze those planes, on average, they were only one quarter filled. When was the last time you got on a commercial airliner early in the morning and they only had about a quarter of the normal number of passengers?
Yeah.
Isn't that coincidence that those hijackers were clever enough to pick just planes with not too many people on them?
Well, not only that, but they did it supposedly four times on four different flights that were so sparsely populated. Now, this is you know, the odds against that happening continue to increase each time you've got another plane with a low population like that. Not only that, but these planes, think about this, Dr. Stan, they headed off towards the West Coast. They were all heading for California. They got about 200 or 300 miles into their trip, and then all of a sudden their transponders go off, and there's no communications with the towers. Now, at that point, we are all told that the planes turned around and came back and headed towards their target. But we don't have any evidence that shows that they came back. I mean, there were lots of radar blips going on. Of course, we now know that there were false blips being inserted because there were all of these training exercises going on. So the people, you know, looking at radar screens, they didn't know what was real and what wasn't. They were all asking, is this real, is this live, or is this a drill? So the bottom line is, we don't know where those planes went at all. For all I know, they could have ended up in the boneyard in Nevada. Maybe that's what the plan was. There was one report that Flight 93 had been had landed at Cleveland Hopkins International Airport and offloaded and then moved to a secure area of the base. And that's, of course, like I said, Flight 93. And that's another thing we got into is the video footage, the reports from Shanksville, Pennsylvania, indicating that there was no plane there. So, I mean, there are so many different reasons to question the official story. And I've said over and over, Dr. Stan, if I'm crazy, somebody please stop me. But if I am not crazy, all of us have got to stop them.
Well, I think, you know, the amazing thing is they expect us to believe that this plane, Flight 93, hosts the very, very brave passengers on board. Let's roll. You know, we've seen this over and over again on television. And then this plane suddenly noses down, crashes directly into the ground, leaves a little tiny hole there, no records of the site. The whole plane is gone. Mm-hmm. And yet, of course, we know that there's a records field. What was it, about 8 miles wide where the records was found?
Spread over a an area about that size, right. Yeah. And, you know, what's really interesting, though, Dr. Stan, is that there are also little situations where there have been some, shall we say, slips. People saying things that maybe they shouldn't have. And I have a clip here, if I can find it on my computer here. There was a thing Donald Rumsfeld had said on Christmas Eve. Matter of fact, well, maybe we'll save it till after the break or something. At Christmas Eve of 2005, he was in Iraq, and he made a statement that that basically really shook a whole lot of people up. Because it was a slip.
Go right ahead.
I'm just trying to find it right now. I'm looking for an excuse to say I can't. Oh, wait a second. Here we go. There it is. I found it. Okay, this is what Donald Rumsfeld said Christmas Eve of 2005. He's giving a synopsis about why the troops are over there. Listen to what he says in regard to Pennsylvania. And here it is.
The people who bombed the mess hall in Mosul, or the people who did the bombing in Spain, or the people who attacked the United States in New York.
Here it is.
Shot down the plane over Pennsylvania.
What? Shot down the plane over Pennsylvania? Wait a second. I thought they said it was hijacked and slammed into the ground by the Let's Rollers. Okay? I mean, see what I'm saying? Is that once in a while, there's a little slip of the tongue. They let something out of the bag. And here's Donald Rumsfeld, Christmas Eve.
Or the people who attacked the United States in New York and shot down the plane over Pennsylvania.
Bingo! Maybe there was something else to this whole story.
Well, Dave, it's been a fascinating hour. And again, we hope many of you out there will want to get 911 for some ripple effect. God bless. Give my best to Joyce. We'll be talking to you real soon.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. God bless you. And
thank
folks,
you.
Hey, get yourself involved.
Believe me, I'm involved.
Oh, I know. I mean,
can't do much more than 5 hours a day.
Oh, no, I mean the listeners, Dan.
Bye-bye.
You got it.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695. Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there's the Fat Loss Patch. The Fat Loss Patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the Fat Loss Patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. If you'd like, of course, to get the videos, why we have 911 Ripple Effect. We have 911 in Plain Sight, both of which Dave has put out. And then we have 911 Mysteries, 911 Press for the Truth. We have, of course, Terror Storm put out by Alex Jones. We have 911, The Day That Changed the World Forever. Actually, we have a special on 5 DVDs, any 5 of the 6 we carry. You can get it at a special rate. You need to understand 911 because it's the key to everything that's happened since then. Now, we put together 3 pamphlets, and they go together as a set. Foreknowledge, 911, the government knew what was going to happen. People in the government planned what was going to happen. And several people in the CIA have admitted what was going to happen, and that's for another day. But the conclusion you'll find in Robert Baer's book, where one of the highest-ranking CIA officials said, off the record to a reporter, when the dust finally clears, the American people will realize that 911 was not a failure of intelligence, it was a triumph. When the dust finally clears, the American people will find that 911 was not a failure of intelligence, it was a triumph. And we carry the book that comes from. It's called See No Evil by Robert Baer. They knew, they planted, and they killed 3,000 people. But why should we be surprised? The Gulf of Tonkin didn't occur. The Gulf of Tonkin incident didn't occur. They killed 58,000 American boys. And then 1 million South Vietnamese and 2 million North Vietnamese were working against organized evil. And you must understand that. And that's why you must read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You must watch my talk and see the syllabus on forbidden knowledge. You've got to see, listen to the 4-tape set, The Secret Behind the Secret. You need to get the DVD, the award-winning DVDs, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, or Riddles in Stone, The Secret Destiny of America. And only when you understand the secret destiny of America can you understand why we are fighting in Afghanistan, why we are fighting in Iraq, and why we are going to war with Iran. We are going to war with Iran, ladies and gentlemen. And when we go to a war with Iran, the price of gold of gold and oil will go through the roof. There will be a financial calamity. Our currency will be destroyed. Our people will be impoverished, and that's exactly the plan. Certainly, many of the mortgage brokers are going under. The hedge funds are in trouble. The derivative markets poised on the basis of collapse. Understand what's going on. You need to get our talk on the financial tsunami and the history of money. And you'll certainly want to get our next newsletter, which we're working on today. If you really want to be effective, why, you can get my March, April, May, and June newsletters as a pamphlet showing how we finance communism since its very inception, and we continue financing both the Russian and the Chinese communists today. Where do you think they're getting their money? Oh, so a lot of it's from manufacturing in China, but where's Russians getting their money? Why, from their oil and gas wells, and who built those oil and gas wells for them? Why, ladies and gentlemen, we did. Our corporations, our banks, the Export-Import Bank, the Asian Development Bank, the International Monetary Fund, IMF, the World Bank, they have all colluded to create the best enemies money could buy. You need to see my interview with Professor Sutton, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. Read his books. Get our book on Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, but get our inexpensive pamphlets on how we finance communism. And we've done the same thing with the terrorist movement. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Pray for America. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Now. Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
You have the power.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America. But please don't call until we ask for the calls. Right now we have this one of my favorite columnists. Her name is Nancy Levant, and you can read her columns regularly all across the Internet, certainly specifically at newswithviews.com, but many other places. Nancy, how are you doing?
Fine, Dr. Monteith. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine. And I thought, should we talk about the progressive laws of freedom, these elitists who have a different worldview? What is on your heart to talk about?
Well, I'll tell you, one thing that I would like to talk about today is the profiling of the American people. I think that this is an incredibly important subject that has been largely overlooked in the freedom movement. You know, when we talk about the coming of the Real ID Act, we understand that we are going to be observed in a different manner. But profiling is a huge, huge subject. And I think that people need to understand what it is, first and foremost. You know, we first came to the realization of even the word profiling maybe 10 or 15 years ago through television. And we learned that profiling was something that law enforcement professionals would do to try to determine the behaviors of very significant criminals like sociopaths and murderers and so on and so forth. They would profile a person's personality through information that they could collect about the person to try to predict future behaviors. Well, at the exact same time that the American people 10 or 15 years ago were introduced to the art of profiling through television, at the exact same time, we had technological advancements that actually allowed data gathering databases to interconnect and to actually share and equally download gathered information about the American people. But, you know, what kind of information? Well, you know, in the world of computers, we know that all financial transactions are computerized. We know that any consumer transactions are now computerized because, you know, we mostly use credit cards. We know, you know, cash registers are computers. When you enroll a child into school, you are going to fill out a multitude, 10 to 20 to 30 forms, whether it be a child in a preschool or a public school or a private school or even a university. Now, all of this information, even if it's on paper forms, has become computerized information.
And I think, you know, it's so interesting. When you go to your doctor or dentist now, before you, of course, you would either leave or get in, but they'll ask you to sign these privacy forms. Oh, we want to protect your privacy. Just sign these forms here so we can protect your privacy. If you read the forms, they have nothing to do with protecting your privacy. What it does is take away your total privacy. And the doctors and the dentists and so many people are complicit, working with the government, knowingly or unknowingly, providing the information to the computer, the databases, so they can profile you and everything you do.
Well, that's very true. In the medical community...
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier-looking skin. Now, you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
Welcome, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report here in Genesis 2 to 4 p.m. right after Alex Jones, Monday to Friday and Sunday 8 to 10. We want to introduce to you some of the most amazing wellness solutions with Nutridyne, N-U-T-R-I-D-I-N-E. Provides the most powerful organic iodine test-activated and monatomic gold to regenerate your mind, body, and spirit. It supports mitochondrial energy, thyroid, stress, and stress hormones, as well as the hypothalamus and your clarity of being. We also want to introduce Living Streams Probiotic, the first second-generation probiotic on the earth. It removes stealth pathogens or organisms that can cause disease, viruses, bacteria, parasites, Lyme, fungi, and candida throughout your body. Eliminate stealth pathogens in order at NutriMedical, that's N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. Call us to place an order by phone at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. And we are here for you Monday to Friday, 9 to 6 p.m. Mountain Time. Take care and get protected.
Talking moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess this is Nancy Levant, and we're talking about profiling. We're talking about how they're collecting data on all of us. And I think it's so vitally important that people understand that they are collecting data files. And you say, well, I've got nothing to be afraid of. You know, I've never committed any crime. Well, then why are they collecting a data file on you? Don't you understand that there are people who really want a dictatorship? You can go back and read the book, The Plot to Seize the White House, written by Major General Smedley Butler, who in 1934 was recruited by a group of very wealthy men to lead a march on Washington, D.C., because this group of wealthy men wanted a dictatorship. Read the book which we carry called The New World Order by William Still. He will tell you his father was actually solicited during the Nixon administration, because Richard Nixon wanted to use the military to declare a dictatorship, and William Still's dad was in the military at that time. There are people who want a dictatorship in America, and they want to know everything about you so they can control you. And people say, well, that could never happen in America. And I would ask, why not? If God is just, do you think he's going to allow you to continue living as you have and having the benefits of freedom without ever being involved in preserving it and sending our boys over to sea and fight and bleed and suffer for it and die there in the sands of Iraq or come back crippled by the depleted uranium that, of course, is certainly afflicting? Literally hundreds of thousands of young men have come back, and the government's covering that up. But do you think that the fact that you haven't done anything is going to make you any less of a target than those people who have had the courage to speak out? And it's been said that, you know, a coward dies 1,000 deaths. A brave man dies but once. Go ahead, Nancy.
One of the very significant topics when you discuss profiling in this country is that DNA is now required to be databased. And before I even continue on with that, I just want to keep people to keep that in mind. Well, when you go in and, for instance, you give blood or you have tests or blood is taken, you're asked to sign a barrage of forms. Some of those forms now actually sign the rights to your personal DNA away from you and over to entities, some type of medical entities, but we'll talk about that later. Now, the reason why I started putting together some articles and some information about profiling was because I discovered something called the STRIVE Act of 2007, and that is STRIVE. The STRIVE Act is called the Security Through Regularized Immigration and a Vibrant Economy Act of 2007. That's a mouthful. This act was introduced by Representatives Luis Gutierrez, who is a Democrat of Illinois, and Jeff Flake, who is a Republican of Arizona. So here we have our two primary parties. Now, this act is basically full of a lot of dialectic and very deceiving garbage, as far as I'm concerned. It really has to do with allowing illegal immigrants into the nation. But inside of this very large act is also something called the EVES proposal. EVES is another acronym. It is EEVS, and EEVS stands for the Employment Eligibility Verification System. Now, the Employment Eligibility Verification System is within the wording of the STRIVE Act of 2007. Now, the EVES proposal within the STRIVE Act would require all American people, both citizens and non-citizens, to obtain and present newly proposed documents, such as a Social Security card and a driver's license that is compliant with the Real ID Act in order to work or continue working in this nation. Now, the EVES system is a giant database. It is basically a human compliance grader that would mean that everyone would have to obtain permission from the government to obtain a job and every time that a new job is sought. So every time you apply for a new job, all of your credentials are going to get run through this new EVES database. Now, the Employment Eligibility Verification System, which is EVES, would require every single employer in the United States to verify the employment eligibility of their workers through the EVES database. This database would require every person in America to carry a new and improved biometric Social Security card that would contain information about the cardholder, such as fingerprints, a retinal scan and DNA, especially, it's actually another national ID card and a real ID compliant driver's license to qualify for any job or income in this country. Now, EVES creates another vast federal database to verify the work eligibility of all American citizen job applicants. The system would contain extraordinary personal information on everyone who seeks or holds a job, all of it being keyed to a new biometric social security number. Now, when this bill passes, and I guarantee you that it will, every time that we apply for a job, the Department of Homeland Security will determine our eligibility to work in our nation. Now, in the essence of fact, no one will be able to work in the United States without Department of Homeland Security approval.
Well, Miss Nancy, this is all being done in the name of protecting us from the wicked Osama bin Laden, who's living over there in a cage, and it has this massive program with terrorists in every community all across America, just waiting for the word to be given to attack. And that's why we have to have all this protection. At least that's what they'd like us to believe.
Well, that's what they would like us to believe. Now, you know, here's one of the problems with the bill. This bill forecloses judicial review, of course, of any governmental mistakes. So, if they falsely determined that you are disallowed to earn money, that stuff means Congress and their federal mandates are literally working double time to drive the nails into this very, very highly selective slavery. Now, currently, about 16,000 employers nationwide are currently and voluntarily participating in the EVES Basic Pilot Project. But this federal mandate, this STRIVE Act of 2007, requires expansion to mandatory use by every single American employer, which will affect at least 160 American and non-American workers, and all in the name of security. So this is an absolutely absurd, awful, and it's another example of the type of profiling that is being done on the American people. Now, what is profiling for, especially when they're collecting DNA? Well, I have a couple of ideas. Profiling is really about control. It is about identifying who they believe are the compliant global citizens. Who are they concerned about as people who may resist the complete cremation of our Constitution? And these globalist politicians literally walking away with this nation, with the American people being just clueless. Now, the other possibility of all of this, and it's highly suspect when they are also collecting DNA. If for anyone who is a regular reader of mine, you know that I believe that probably the top mission of the globalist and the one world government movement is a massive depopulation. It is the scam behind the environmentalist movement. It is the scam behind global warming. They want to reduce the population by massive, massive numbers. And I think that when our DNA is now required to be databased, and George Bush requested that be the case, we realize that we are, not only are we profiled as social creatures, our educational levels, our health, our religions, our financial situations, our political affiliations, we are also now being profiled, databased, and stored basically to the molecular level. Now, what's that all about? What is profiling? From infancy, through eldership, every single thing that we have done financially, politically, medically, socially, and now our DNA. Now, you have to make the assumption, listeners, that all of this data collection and storing of this information was to an end. There was a purpose. Why are they doing this? It's not just because they can. There are missions, there are intentions behind the profiling of the people of the world. And it's just not happening in America. It's happening all over the world. But it is very, very particularly happening in America, because we have a political system that says that all of the above, every single thing that we have just talked about up until now, is illegal, because we have rights to privacy.
Right. Well, wait a minute. Hold up, Nancy, and I share your concern. There's some people who have a different agenda because they have a different worldview, because they worship a different God.
I'm sorry, Dr. Stan, I didn't...
Ted Anderson from Midas. July 23rd, 2007. Gold, $682.50. An ounce gold coins can be purchased for $704.31, $347.45 for half, $173.73 for quarter. That's $704.31, $347.45, and $173.73. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time.
However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Nancy, go ahead, pick the story up there.
Well, and Dr. Stan, to follow up on what you said, what about all of the designer diseases? I mean, the vaccines have, well, we can't even begin to estimate the damage that has caused, particularly in Africa.
Well, of course, but even here at home, where 1 in 6 American children have
autism,
has some sort of a neurodevelopmental abnormality. Probably every one of our children has been damaged here. In fact, that's why our high school graduates, when tested in competition with students from around the rest of the world, we cannot compete with other countries, because they've damaged the minds of our children with mercury and with aluminum, with vaccines, with genetically altered food, with aspartame, all the other things that they have done to our children, and the average person has no knowledge.
Well, and Dr. Stan, you know, what do you think about the Alzheimer's epidemic?
I think that it certainly a number of our younger people are developing this. In other words, it used to be about 2% of our patients would get Alzheimer's disease at less than 60 years of age. Now it's up to 10% of the Alzheimer's cases, and overall Alzheimer's cases are increasing rapidly. I believe, of course, it's partly the mercury in the fillings, it's partly the mercury in the vaccines, but I also believe we had mad cow disease in this country. In other countries, they test every cow. Here in the United States, we're told we cannot test every cow. And you know why we can't test every cow? Because we might get a false positive. We might get a false positive, so we can't test our cows for Alzheimer's disease. What's wrong with that explanation? I mean, you've got to be pretty gullible to believe that. The real reason they will not allow widespread testing of cows in America, whereas, of course, they can do it in Japan. They can do it in Europe. They just can't do it here, and I wonder why. And then we see all these younger people coming on, and, of course, the mad cow is manifested, by exactly the same signs and symptoms as Alzheimer's. And the only way you can tell the difference is an autopsy, and we're not autopsying. We're saying, oh, they died of Alzheimer's. We're not going to bother to do that. And I believe if you look at the skyrocketing rates of Alzheimer's disease, it is not simply coincidence.
Well, and you know, Dr. Stan, I am absolutely amazed when I watch television and I see the non-stop pharmaceutical commercials for drugs, and each one of them says, ask your doctor if this drug may be right for you. I mean, it's like they're telling you. It's like they're acting like the doctor is a drug dealer.
Well, of course, what they really know is that they've had their very attractive, detailed people go around to the doctor's office to tell him what he should be using. So they tend to go to the doctor knowing full well the doctor has been programmed to use their products. That's what it's all about, Nancy.
Oh, it's just awful.
And I would just simply add, as far as the Alzheimer's disease, Dr. Fudenberg's work, and we'll be glad to provide a copy of the abstract which he published on his website, showed that if you're foolish enough to believe what you're told, and you're between 60 and 65, and you take 4 or 5 of the influenza shots that don't do any good, over a period of 5 years, between 3 or 4 over the 5-year period, the incidence of Alzheimer's disease 10 years down the line goes up 1,000%. They know that, so that's why they have recommended that everybody, in the older age, would get influenza, even though they know it doesn't do any good, but there are too many older people. And how else are we going to get the system to work if we don't kill off the elderly? And what a terrible thing to do to people. Alzheimer's disease is a terrible, terrible thing. But there are people out there who don't care.
Well, and the other thing to think about, too, the older people are the ones that remember freedom. The younger people actually do not.
Well,
the last two generations of younger people do not know what freedom is.
Well, of course, if they take their influenza shots regularly, they won't remember, that's for sure.
That's probably very true. And then I think of the genetically modified foods, the fluoride in the water, the Aloxin, the aspartame. And then you consider the profiling, the nonstop medical profiling and the DNA profiling. What are they looking at? Are they watching, literally graphing a sick and dying population?
Yeah, I think that they really are.
And
I think that all you need to do is notice that it's our U.S. Census Bureau that's in Africa monitoring the AIDS epidemic, where, of course, in Botswana, 46% of the women, pregnant women, are HIV infected. Why is our Census Bureau monitoring that? I think they want to see what a good job we're doing.
That's
right there.
I agree.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little to protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonx Man, and your toenails need Nonx Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonx Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonx Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonx Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonx Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Lawns, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
This is Dr. Stan, I guess, this is Nancy Levant, and of course, we're talking really about profiling, and of course, Nancy Levant has said that she thinks that really first the real agenda behind the profiling is that they can't really manage their one world government, all the things that this small group of elitists want, and they're going to have to massively reduce our population. She thinks it's going to be reduced by about three-quarters. I think it's going to be reduced a great deal more than that. But before we go on, Nancy, do you have a website or anything of that sort you'd like to get out?
I'm very easy to find on the Internet by just Google searching my name. But I you can find me at www.newswithviews.com. You can find me at the American Chronicle on the West Coast, americanchronicle.com. You can find me at the Federal Observer. You can find me at renewamerica.us. There's a lot of places where I'm easily found.
All right, fine. So let me recommend Nancy's articles. They're all very insightful. They come about once a week. We always look forward to them. So you pick up the story there, Nancy.
Well, I think that we should talk about, when we're talking about profiling, I think it's important to tie in nature, because nature is kind of the footnote to how we are being asked to change our lives. And nature as well is being profiled, so to speak. And that is because nature is being so violently tampered with. We know that we have weather modification technology. We have weather modification legislation. And we know that there is the HARP system up in Alaska. We know that there are electromagnetic pulsing technologies going through our heavens. And, nature is being micromanaged. Now, we know that things are being sprayed out of airplanes. Now, all over the nation, all over the world, frankly. Now, what do the environmentalists think that those chemtrails that are being sprayed upon every square inch of planet Earth are doing to the animals and the fish and the insects? We wonder why we're having a bee issue and the bees are dying, why the frogs were mutating, why this, why that, why we're seeing birds acting strangely and dying and dropping dead out of the air. Well, let's ask what's coming out of our airplanes. And furthermore, a major question for me, and this is very significant with me for the globalist politicians who are now trying to get the presidential bid, I think every single one of them should be forced to tell us what is being sprayed out of the airplanes. I really do.
I think it'll be a cold day before they ever will even admit what they're doing, but there is no question what they're doing. In fact, we have some four tape sets, and they even give references to government websites where they're actually talking about this idea of doing the spraying. Actually, a lot of these ideas came from Edward Teller as a means of combating global warming. And they're using aluminum, and they're using barium, and they're using, of all things, titanium. And, of course, that's contaminating our soil. How much aluminum do you want to get into your soil? Because if it gets in your soil and the barium, it's going to get into you. But go right ahead, Nancy.
Well, and, you know, they're spraying depleted uranium all over the Mideast. Where are the environmentalists screaming about this?
Well, because the environmental movement, the whole thing has always been funded by the very people we oppose. In other words, an awful lot of environmentalists don't understand that this thing all started with the large oil companies who they oppose. And yet you go back to the original funding of the environmental movement. It came from the Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegie Foundation and the Ford Foundation and from Exxon and Chevron. And my goodness, can you imagine that?
Well, you know, what we're looking at is what we in the business like to call the dialectic. And it's basically where up is down and left is right. Nothing is as it seems. We are living in an absolutely managed, manipulated reality. Everything that we see on our televisions, we have all of these reasons why every single thing that we do and are, even to the molecular levels, are being databased and stored. All of these wonderful humanistic reasons. And all I can say, people, is you have got to be kidding me. You have got to look at the the groups and the people who are driving this wagon. You know, if you want to look at, for instance, depopulation and the history of this movement, type in the word Rockefeller in your search engine, followed by a comma, and then followed by the word depopulation. Check out the reports that that follow from that, from the Rockefeller programs and the Rockefeller, from the Rockefeller Foundation and from the Rockefeller money, just alone on the topic of depopulation. You might also want to check into type in Planned Parenthood, comma, depopulation. Look what you find there. I mean, this whole system is so insidious. And when you look at the groups that have actually been driving this wagon, once again, you're going to come back to the same groups. You're going to come back to the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Central Banking System, the Bilderberg Group. You keep coming back to these same groups, which are highly incestuous groups of people. They're all involved in these organizations, and they rotate in and out of these councils and commissions. They come in, they serve in the commissions and do the think tank work and write legislation, and then they step out of the organizations and they go straight into politics, or they go straight into academia, or they head up a science foundation, much like I can't think of his name. The Secretary of Defense.
Oh, you mean
who just left?
Rumsfeld.
Well, I can't think of his name, but
right,
anyways, these groups are very, very incestuous. They come in and out of each other's groups, and in and out of positions of power.
Right.
You know, it's the same group of people. It's not a large group, but it's the same group. Now, in the United States, politics is driven by the Rockefeller dynasty. In Europe, it's always been driven by the Rothschilds dynasty. But they are familial family dynasties. They are the wealthiest people. They are the royalty across the lands of the world. And they have a different plan in mind for the common man. The first plan is to get rid of a whole lot of us, because they cannot manage the global population as it is. They simply can't do it.
Well, the thing, Nancy, where a lot of people have difficulty is imagining that there really is a master plan to kill off a large part of the population. And I tell people just to go back to Elberton, Georgia, and look at the Georgia Guidestones, or to read the writings of Jacques Cousteau, who talked about eliminating 350,000 people a day. And David Foreman, he wanted to eliminate, 99% of the world's population, get the world population down to about 100 million. There really are people who want to kill off the vast majority of the world's population. Barbara Mark Subbard, who talks about killing a quarter of the population, and says in her original book, which we have the pages from, the Revelation, the Book of Co-Creation, where she talks about those who will not evolve to a higher state of consciousness, that is not your job to eliminate them, that is ours, for we are the riders of the pale horse death. And one of the richest, most powerful women in the world, Barbara Mark Subbard. Go right ahead, Nancy.
Well, this is such a difficult subject for the American people. It is so hard to fathom this type of deception and treachery. But people, you have to look at the big picture. You have to really, really consider. When you're listening to the debates, you listen to the global language. You listen to the words like consensus. You listen to the words like international and trade The one world government is a new system of economics. And what this new system does is it continues to remove money from the common man through taxation, through the lowering of wages, on and on and on. And it delivers your money straight into the hands of corporate governors. Now, we have all become familiar with the term regional. Regional is another is another term like consensus that you need to understand. That means one world government. In the United States, we have a regional governors. We have 10. The nation was actually divided into 10 regions way back, I believe, in 1972 under Nixon. We have the Regional Council of Great Lakes Governors, who are now literally the authority over all of the Great Lakes in this country. And yet not one person in this country can tell me who those regional governors are of the Great Lakes. No one knows. We haven't been told. Now, these new regional systems are actually the one world governmental infrastructures that have been laid into place in this country that the media won't talk about. Mass media will never talk about this stuff. And it is because, of course, they don't want us to know. They're trying to get this, all of the one world governmental systems set into place and play before we even know about it. Now, what's going to happen ultimately, in my opinion, is that there will be a declaration of martial law. There will be some type of another catastrophic event, but it's going to be larger. It may overtake a whole quote-unquote region of the United States. But once a martial law declaration is made, then I think that we will see in earnest the playing out and the raising of the one world political system in the United States. Now, what's interesting about that is, what does it take to declare martial law? Well, what it takes is a declared state of emergency. Well, guess what, folks? The act of March the 9th of 1933, under FDR, declared America into a declared state of emergency at the request of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York at that time, and we are still operating under that very same declared state of emergency. Now, any president in the United States could have gotten rid of that declaration and said we are no longer in a declared state of emergency, but they didn't want to give up the powers that were afforded to the presidential office once you are in a declared state of emergency.
And for our listeners out there who find that's hard to believe, we have some articles written. Actually, there were reports that were put out by Democratic senators back in about 72 talking about their concern about the fact that in 1972 everything was in place to declare the dictatorship. And of course, anybody just has to read the directives that President Bush put out on the 9th of May of this year, certainly the National Security Memorandum, the directive, I think it was either 21 or 20 or 51, and then Homeland Security
51, right?
51, and of course it allows the president, for any reason that he deems appropriate, to declare a national emergency and military dictatorship with no review by Congress and no time limit. And the fact that this has not been brought up by the media, has not been brought up certainly by our members of Congress or the Senate, reflects the fact that they're all in on it, they're all going along it. Yes, I'm sure there are people like Ron Paul and a few others who are concerned and trying to get the information out. But, of course, when they speak, nobody hears them. And the reason is because, of course, of the degree of control that exists over the media and ultimately over what the American people think. But you can get it off the Internet. You simply go to the White House and get those directives that came out on the 9th of May. And I'm sure you're acquainted with those, aren't you, Nancy?
Well, you know, it's just, it's so difficult. You spoon feed the American public. We have been trying for at least 25 years. And, you know, if you don't believe it, go look up the Act of March 9th of 1933 that says we're in a declared state of emergency. We're still in it.
I know.
And so, you know, it doesn't take much for George Bush, with one pen and one piece of paper, to sign us into martial law, because we're already in a declared state of emergency. That is why the Constitution has been taken apart, with presidential directives and with executive orders, and you have hundreds and thousands of them, and signing statements. The reason that this power keeps happening in the executive branch is because we are operating in a declared state of emergency.
Well, I simply ask people to go up on the Google. You can Google in Halliburton, $385 million detention camps. You'll find out that Halliburton is getting $385 million a year to be ready and prepared to put in massive numbers of concentration camps in the United States. This has never happened before in our history. But please go up on the Internet. Google in Halliburton, $385 million, concentration camps. And if it's true, then determine you're going to do something. You're going to do it now, and you're going to help us get the information out and help Nancy Levant get her material. She's got great material, but we can only do so much. Do you really care about your freedom, about your children and grandchildren, about what the legacy you are going to leave for them? Because if you don't care, then keep doing what you've been doing. If you do, then join us in this epic struggle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Our guest has been Nancy Levant. We're talking, of course, about profiling. And they're profiling you. They've got your profile. Don't you think that they have it? We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up today's program.
People believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
God bless. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course we hope that many of you out there will want to look into what Nancy was saying. We do have this report came out about 72 over the name of Senator Charles Mathias, and I've forgotten who the other one was. I think maybe it was Frank Church, but I'm not certain. Concerned about the move towards dictatorship at that time. We have a four-tape set on the Military Commission Act. If you doubt that there is a plan for mass population control, you need to get my VHS, and I hope we'll very, very soon have it on DVD. None Dare Call It Genocide. None Dare Call It Genocide. A more extensive or a broader a talk along the same subject is planned population reduction. Is about 2.25 hours of my talk, the same None Dare Call It Genocide talk. And then we have a four tape set and a video on population control. We have my population control agenda monograph. Understand, they really do tend to kill off most of the people in the world. If you'd like to see that article by Jacques Cousteau, came out of the UNESCO Courier, November of 1991, we'll be glad to send you a free copy. You need to get my population control agenda monograph. It's available free at RadioLiberty.com, or if you'd like a better copy, of course, you can get that through Radio Liberty. Or if you get some of the other things, we'll be glad to get you a free copy of it. But give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Understand there are people who have a different worldview because they worship a different God. If you haven't read our book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, to see the DVD or got the Brotherhood of Darkness special, you should. And then we have some pamphlets. There are three of them to go together. They're called The Occult Hierarchy, which will take you into the whole world of the occult and the beings who can transcend from one dimension into the other. Not imaginary, really very real. We hope many of you want to get Johanna Michelson's book of The Beautiful Side of Evil, and of course get the interviews with Johanna. They're called The Supernatural. The Supernatural. She was a medium. She was able to transcend that barrier from one, of course, one realm into the other. It's not imaginary. It's very real. And then understand that we're really involved in a spiritual battle. People talk about Republicans and Democrats, right, left, conservative, liberal. That's all to get you confused, since you won't be able to understand what this is about. Let me suggest the book Hostages of the Devil. Hostages of the Devil by Malachi Martin, and then you can get my interviews with Malachi. And you get the two of them together. You get the Malachi Martin special of both my interviews and his book, Hostage to the Devil. And we have a book called Satanic Crimes. Satanic Crimes by William Kennedy. And then, of course, we have the book, A Diary of a Devil Hunter, a man who was into Satanism, and he came out and he would go around talking to the police forces and explain to them about the satanic crime families and, pardon me, the satanic crimes going on in their cults. And then the FBI would come around behind him and say, oh, there is no such thing. Those of you who saw 48 hours over the weekend, this story of Captain Jeffrey McDonald, who's been in prison for 25 or 26 years for a crime he did not commit, and they 48 hours had a very interesting presentation, but they left out the important part of the story. They kept stressing that McDonald said it was a group of hippies who killed his wife and his children. Actually, it was a satanic cult crime. It was a satanic cult crime that, of course, the government wanted to cover up. And that's why Captain McDonald has been in prison all these years. They can't let you know about the satanic covenant operating, and they're operating all across the country today.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
On the Information Radio Network, I'm Greg Moore. The constitutional showdown between the White House and the Democratic Congress is coming closer. More from correspondent Jerry Bodlander.
The House Judiciary Committee votes later this week on whether to issue contempt citations to White House Chief of Staff Josh Bolton and former White House counsel Harriet Myers. Bolton failed to provide the committee with documents it wants pertaining to the firing of nine U.S. attorneys.